AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel stepped up airstrikes on Iranian missile launchers and a nuclear research site while Iran retaliated against Israel and across the Gulf region, disrupting energy supplies and travel. Sam Mednick reports from Tel Aviv. Lebanon's also a hot spot.
Israel said Tuesday it's deployed more troops along its northern border with Lebanon as it continues attacks against Hezbollah. Israel said that it is preparing for the possibility of Hezbollah to expand its attacks against Israel, and so far it has one division inside southern Lebanon. This comes after Hezbollah launched an attack against Israel, saying it was in retaliation for the killing of Iran's supreme leader. Israel killed Iran's supreme leader when it launched a joint attack with the United States on Iran, sparking this war. Dozens of people have so far been killed in Lebanon from Israel's strikes. Now, the entrance of Hezbollah into this war is just another sign that it is expanding and widening across the Middle East. President Trump says that this can take as long as it will take, and it could potentially last weeks.
The Iran wars stirred disagreements between the U.S. and allies Britain and Spain, President Trump criticizing UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer for not joining the strikes and initially blocking U.S. planes from British bases, Spain also refusing the use of bases in southern Spain. As for who might take power in Iran, President Trump was asked if exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi might be a good choice.
I guess he is. Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that. It would seem to me that somebody from within might maybe would be more appropriate. I've said that.
The war sent financial markets reeling. There was a sell-off for stocks around the world and on Wall Street as oil prices climbed another 4.7%. After huge morning drops, the Dow finished down 403 points, or about 0.8%. The S&P finished down about 0.9% after dropping as much as 2.5%. The NASDAQ fell a full 1%. This is AP News. North Carolina, Arkansas, and Texas are kicking off the midterm elections.
It's a three-way GOP primary race for a Texas Senate seat, which Democrats have not won since 1988, now held by John Cornyn, who wants a fifth term. But he faces a challenge from Wesley Hunt and Attorney General Ken Paxton, a MAGA favorite with loads of personal baggage. Republicans openly worry about holding the seat if Paxton's the nominee. The Democrat race is between Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett and James Tallarico. In North Carolina, the two highest-profile Senate candidates for the seat the GOP's Tom Tillis is leaving are former Democrat Governor Roy Cooper and ex-RNC Chair Michael Whatley. Democrats need to flip four seats in November to regain Senate control. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.